Hello and welcome to another episode of The Stubborn Heroes, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast. My name is Adam and I am the Dungeon Master, and the Stubborn Heroes we have today are Cody, who plays Amon.
Hello.
Michael, who plays Belrin.
Hi.
David, who plays Phileas.
Hello.
Billy, who plays Cedric.
I almost forgot my fucking name.
Shut up. Billy, who plays Cedric. Go. Stay. He's here. Okay. Ray, who plays Aerithal.
Hello.
All right, everybody. So,
hasn't been that long, asshole.
I know. Before we start, I just want to give a shout out to all of our patrons. Without you, the show wouldn't be possible. It wouldn't be as good quality as thanks to you.
Sorry, Ray is trying to shove a giant dice in his throat.
Oh, wow.
I thought you were laughing.
I'm watching Ray try to shove that.
You're just like, without you, it wouldn't be possible.
What is that, like a 4-inch diameter? Right to his mouth?
Yeah, so we're going to give shout-outs to all the patrons out there. I want to thank Theo, Joshua, Timothy, Braden, Jeremiah, Nico, Peps, Jonathan, Amanda, Brian, Sitsu, Wang, Devin, Four Eyes, and Aline.
Thanks, everyone.
Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for all your support. Without you, this show wouldn't be possible. Also want to give a shout out to some of our stubs who have found love recently.
Yeah. Two,
four of them in particular. We have Peps and Alex, who are now dating.
Ooh.
And then we have Aline and Theo, who are dating.
Yeah.
Are you the audience?
I'm friends with them on Facebook.
So maybe we have some stub babies on the way. Who knows? Anyways, let's get back to the show. So, previously on The Stubborn Heroes. That pretty much sums up this show.
Oh, gosh.
You all found yourselves in the trap of the Dwarven King. Luckily, you reversed time. You were able to thwart his grand plan. There were three spots that were hit. First, the assassination of Queen Orianna. Second, the destruction of the Font of Power, which would have destroyed Elven, the legacy of the elves, their livelihood, their long lives. And the third was the poisoning of the Crow's Corner. And outside of that. Firstly, Cedric went to the Crow's Corner, discovered the monster, and immediately ran away and left it for the stub buddies on the Discord to deal with. We'll find out what happened with that when you guys return to the Citadel. Then all of you went to Everfey, where you split into two groups. One, to go and stop the assassination of Queen Orianna, I have to remember, in the Tilted Tower. The second team went to stop the Font of Power from being destroyed by the Cask of Winter and the dwarves there. And you were all able to successfully... What did you just do?
Nothing.
Never gonna get through. It turned out that the poisoning of the cask was a demon, a fiendish being known as a Cibrix, which is a powerful, powerful demon from the Abyss.
Scary.
Attacking the princess.
That's why you ran.
Attacking the queen as well was another demon, a fiend. And you discovered that attacking the Font of Power, although piloted by Iron Gut, General Iron Gut, was a fiendish, devilish siege engine. You were able to successfully save the princess, to save the queen, and then you were all at the Font of Power when it was half destroyed by this siege engine. The moon has now eclipsed to half and will never be full again. So no more werewolves in the world, I guess. Cedric, do you remember how you guys beat the tank?
Yeah. I grabbed the big thing that's supposed to kill people and I pointed it at the machine and Phileas smashied it.
The Cask of Winter, which can freeze any object. Somehow, Cedric Crowe, who is neither of Dwarven blood nor any or Frost Giant blood shouldn't have been able to use it, but somehow, by some trickery of being a rogue, he can use any magical artifact.
Halfling rogue.
He was able to use it, and he was able to freeze the siege engine and to stop Iron Gut. The queen arrived with a regiment of guards, where she looked very upset at the font being half destroyed. Turned around to give judgment to Iron Gut when Cedric and Belrin decided instead to brutally murder him.
I don't remember that.
With arrows and daggers in a gruesome, horrible way, removing the queen's judgment of Iron Gut. To Phileas's dismay, of course, to your dismay.
He could have been saved.
Nah, he was too far dead.
Before he died.
I forgot about that part.
Didn't Oriana just make
Well, I'm pretty sure you didn't. I didn't.
Didn't Oriana just go and make him explode or something afterwards?
Dead still.
Just Dr. Manhattan, the Rorschach'd him. Just.
I can fit a timbit in my mouth.
But you can't fit a diet in your mouth.
But I can't fit the starch in my mouth.
That's because it's four times the size of a Timbit.
Alright.
It's another gentle reminder that I have a kid now. You might hear some extra noises or sounds or anything in the background, or even my kid crying. Well, too fucking bad. Okay. Princess Oriana stares at the body of General Iron Gut, who had just been brutally executed by both Cedric and Belrin.
Well, technically, Oriana helped.
Her eyes seem lost in thought. The dwarf's cold blood now leaking upon the mossy steps of her throne. She continues to be in a daze as her father's voice echoes in her mind. His last words, his last warning to her before his exile, echoes like a war drum in her mind. What do you guys do?
Someone should clean that blood up.
I can't believe that they kept yelling at him when it was stabbing him. That was awesome.
Phileas definitely participated in torture there.
Yeah, he could have been saved.
Yeah, well, he was.
You were trying to save him?
Yes.
Oh.
Go lock him up in the dungeon.
Oh, that's just the people moving the throne to clean up the blood.
He had the stubborn heroes. We spared no expense. Going into every detail.
What do you all say? What do you all do?
Continue.
To Oriana? She wasn't saying anything. Oh, she's Oriana is standing there staring at this body of this dwarf.
Oriana, are you okay?
She continues to stare silently.
He participated
in the torture and
But I was trying to save him! It's not you can't count that.
Alright, we'll be back on this.
Oriana turns back to the font of power. The vibrant white glow of the tree's waters have now faded. The tree itself no longer recognizable as the dwarven siege engine, frozen, solid, and equipped with green hellfire in its ammunition, had disfigured, molested, consumed half of its original glory. So close to extinction. He was right all along.
Who?
My father.
What was he right about?
He warned me that the dwarves would come for us one day. I was just too foolish not to listen to him.
It wasn't all the dwarves, it was just the king.
Gino Evergreen stands at attention. My queen! As a regiment of guards runs up. Gino Evergreen being the guard captain of all the elven soldiers at your command. What are your orders, my queen? She turns back to him. She looks to all of you.
Wait, before you take this path and descent upon madness, like your dad did, let's think about this for a second.
They will pay for what
okay.
they
Okay, yep, Dwarven here King we go.
Is probably as mad as your father was. Let us go deal with him. before you come to any harsh decisions.
To take out one of our armies is one thing. To attack our city is another. But to attack the Font of Power, to try to literally rip the heart out of the Elven people forever. We don't know what the ramifications are to the destruction of this Font of Power. Who knows? Half of it is gone.
It wasn't, like... Didn't we stop a plan from, like, your dad trying to kill all the dwarves?
I have no issue with all dwarves. But justice must be made here.
So, your plan is to still kill all dwarves?
I will not kill them all. But my armies will march upon Arkshield right now. And we will take their city.
But, like, I mean...
We can go take care of the king.
You can take care of the king. What confidence is there?
We took care of your father, didn't we?
I was just saying, right now it's kind of even.
It's even? Please roll persuasion at disadvantage. Is that cocked?
Yeah.
Okay, roll again. Tell me it's cocked.
It is cocked, but it is more out of one.
A one?
But it is legit. It legit.
Okay, go again.
I'm not.
Go again. But disadvantage, don't forget.
The 15.
So weird that you rolled it in the dice tray and got cut twice in a row.
I know.
She looks at you. So you're to tell me that they can march into my city, they can attempt to kill me. Nothing like my father did to them.
No.
My father fought them on a battlefield. My father fought them, sure, with the Lotus Plague, but he didn't do this. We didn't march into their mountain and tear it down.
The Lotus Plague would have, it would have.
You are interrupting me.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it would be an endless cycle of slaughter. If you take revenge, they're gonna take revenge.
And yet, Cedric and Belrin can take their vengeance upon this dwarf.
I can't control.
With no ramifications. Why should my vengeance not be quelled as theirs was?
Because you're better than that?
Better than the heroes who are going to save this realm.
Oh, we're not heroes. You guys deemed us heroes.
I never claimed to be a hero.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
Thief. Yeah. Murderer. Oh, definitely. Yes, definitely.
You're not helping us, Cedric.
What are your orders, my queen? Says Gino.
Oriana.
Pull back every elven troop from all war fronts. We march upon Arkshield. We will march until the king gives up. If you think that you can stop the king before that, then by all means do so, and I will pull back my armies. But we cannot just sit by and allow something like this to happen and not retaliate at all.
Can I make a new suggestion?
Sure.
Why don't you just protect your place in case they come back? We will go take care of the king. If we are not back within 24 hours, then you continue on with your plan. Otherwise, it's going to cause more bloodshed and cause more of a war with Bronn once he becomes king, if you go on to his land.
Basically,
Bronn might
cut
not
the
know
head
about
off
this.
The snake. The body dies.
Roll a persuasion. You can roll one. I was going to say disadvantage, but since Cedric helped you, you can roll at normal. No, no advantage. No disadvantage.
See, what he's talking right now is my language.
Five.
I got a 16.
My armies are marching upon the gates of Arkshield. We will not invade the city.
Well, it doesn't matter. We have bigger things to deal with.
1 hour.
Like Silver Eye Call.
Yes.
But we have to deal with the king.
Well, I mean, like, do we?
He tried to end elves forever.
And her dad tried to kill all the fucking dwarves with the plague.
He also tried to kill everyone in the Citadel. He did kill everyone in the Citadel before we went back to Lake Blair.
Yeah.
And he will continue to do that if we don't go do it.
No, he won't.
She's not thinking fully. She may yet.
I will station my armies outside of Arkshield. allowing you to go inside. If you can get the Iron King to surrender, there will be no bloodshed. We will end this and resolve it peacefully.
Well, what
is that amicable?
What if you don't march right away?
We must.
And you do in like a day, just so you have time to gather your troops. Because if you march and set up your troops outside, they're going to be on guard, and it's going to be a much harder thing for us to do.
That's true. He's got a very good point.
It's just a day. It's not going to change anything. Like, if we fail within the day, do whatever you want to do. This world's fine.
Why don't you come with us to the camp?
Sneaking's much harder.
Or come with us.
Come with us, you can explain to Braum what happened.
You're all silenced as she waves her hand, and the font of power is magic. Silences all of you, except for Amon, who's quiet all the time anyway.
Well, technically I'm in the silence thing now.
He said except Amon.
Silence is a dome.
She's silenced each of us.
This is the font of power. It's fey magic, dude. You're all silenced. That is my final word. And Orianna begins walking out of her chamber. You all have 1 hour to do what you need to do before she marches upon Arkshield, which is more than what I thought. I thought this was going to be a siege in Arkshield and you guys traveling to... So you've convinced her not to... She's simply going to station her armies out, not directly at the gates, but just outside the gates. There's going to be a stalemate, a serious, serious stalemate. There may be war, depending on how you resolve this. So let's see what happens. So Orianna begins walking out of her chambers. And you guys are now alone with Font of Power. A bunch of guards are around you. Some guards come up to clean up the dead corpse of the general iron.
How do we tell her that he surrendered or we killed him?
You'll send a little birdie.
Yeah, I guess I'll just fly over.
Just for knowledge's sake, how long would it take for them to go from the Elven Kingdom to the Dwarven Kingdom?
I guess if they use your portals.
If they didn't use my portals.
If they didn't use your portals, that's a long way to go. It would take days.
Okay.
That being said, Orianna has access to creating all the portals she wants if she uses the Font of Power. Something that you as a wizard would likely understand.
Well, I will poo in the Font of Power.
Are you?
Therefore disrupting it. I'm just kidding.
Are you? No. Oh, man. You're going to have way more.
He would die problems. Right away.
Would it become magical poo?
I would assume so.
Would it become like Mr. Hagee? Would it become cognitive?
Yeah. You hear Myra's voice. Uncle.
Yes,
what's going on? All the elven troops are marching.
Just leave them be. How's it going over there?
Fine. We've taken out the usurpers. The Crow's Corner has been saved by a group of stub buddies.
Were there any casualties?
There were not, no.
Excellent.
But the tavern's quite a mess.
Cedric can throw more money at it.
They were defeated by a wizard who apparently was able to kill it with one slap.
Yes, Nico.
It was a wizard named Nim.
Aww. All right, well, it's just collect people to help rebuild it.
I think it's not hair, but it's fluff.
We've got to make haste.
We will work on it.
My hair.
Uncle, be safe. I
don't want it anymore.
The elves are marching. Are we going into proper war now?
Just no, it's let them do their thing, but let anyone else follow them other than Orianna's troops.
It's contaminated.
All right, we should make haste. Let's get to the throne room.
Do we?
There is no current battles going. They're not. I cannot stress this enough. The elves are not going to engage the dwarves.
Do we go and kill the king? Do we bring him back? Do we find Braun and let him take, you know, and deal with it? Like, what's the game plan here?
Kind of confront him and see what happens.
What's the game plan?
We don't go with game plans.
I think the only way...
Ideally not kill him. That's my... You know, that's my opinion.
You know he's going to die.
Well, then that's not my opinion.
We have... You're going to try to kill him again.
If we have to kill him, then we'll kill him. But I prefer to talk first. You know this.
Come on.
I feel like we have to try and capture him. and give him to Oyana.
We should capture him and let her bring him to justice.
And then she's going
to
do
But we have to talk to Bronn and make Bronn realize that his father's insane.
What's Amon's thoughts on this? He hasn't said a single goddamn thing.
Please note this is the first time Cedric has said not to kill him.
Kill, yeah.
And I said kill him.
Unless what you usually say kill him.
Oyana wants blood.
You're covered in blood. And he's covered in blood. You guys are covered in fucking blood.
I probably am.
I'm just picturing
it. You're
just like, Belrin's just like,
make a little design of blood. Let's just kill him.
Cedric's just wiping off his blade.
Yeah.
We don't have time to waste.
Okay. I'll just get the portal and get this over with.
This is such an Eritol and Phileas conversation. Eritol saying, you can't do the thing you always want to do. And Phileas saying, well, I'm going to do it anyway. Eritol going, ugh. Only you guys had spells to incapacitate Phileas.
We do, but we do. He's like,
but you don't use them. So
all right, so where do you guys go? Because currently you're in the Font of Power in Everfey. Do I assume you return to the Citadel
to
first?
The portal.
Okay, yeah. You go there, and
we're just gonna go straight through
his throne room, right?
You attempt to enter into the King's throne room, and you are blocked.
Okay.
The throne room portal has been destroyed.
Okay. Then
Frost Giant.
Well, that's too far. Eritol, bring us to the closest portal.
I am going to burn a 8th level spell and use teleport, and I am literally gonna just put us right in front of the king.
Okay, isn't there like some chance of that going wrong?
No, because I've been there.
Oh, and I know right.
That works.
If I teleport somewhere, I've only
seen
a picture.
How many people can you bring?
Up to 8.
So, is there anybody additionally to these people?
Maybe.
Because just to let you know who's also at the Citadel right now is Boar, the Frost Giant, the new Frost Giant King.
No, that's just going to cause more. Okay. Before
so
I burn the 8th level spell,
yeah.
This is what we're going to do. Since you're never going to give up your position, your stance on whatever, we're going to go there. We're going to get into a fight. We're going to beat up some elite guards that some god is going to throw at us. And then we're going to get the king. We're going to take him out of there. We're going to bring him in front of an audience of, like, Boar, everyone who, whatever, Oriana. And then we're going to sever his head or something.
Judgment.
We also kind of assume that he's got more scary demon things, because that thing in the bar was...
Yeah, whatever. We got him on for that.
Pretty scary.
Yep. As you guys return to the Citadel, too, you'd maybe just take a casual look over at Crow's Corner. You'd see that the inside is completely destroyed. Lots of dead bodies everywhere. And a lot of shady looks being thrown over to Cedric, as word has spread that Cedric abandoned everybody. Then this monster for them to deal with.
Yeah. Did you see that thing?
I'm guessing Rathy might have told everyone.
Rathy was scared. That's how scary this thing is. Rathy, who's fearless, was terrified. Okay? This thing was scary. Big monster scary. I fought dragons. Dragons are less scary than this thing.
Cyprius is also like this big compared to your model. I actually found out it's huge.
Yeah,
it's much bigger than what I thought it was.
And I'm like,
yeah. Okay. So, what do you guys? Anybody else? I haven't really heard anything from you two. What's your stance or what's your thoughts on this situation?
I can get us right into the throne room. Okay, Phileas, you're just furiously nodding. Are you okay there? You having a seizure?
Kill him.
I don't know how to deal with seizures in this world.
Can you teleport me even if
we
I'm
have
still...
to bring justice?
Yeah,
justice is
killing
him.
To be invisible.
You know we're gonna scare them, right? They might actually just
well, that's
kill us
that,
right
no.
There.
Well, that's what I'm saying is we just start murdering everyone in that room.
See,
like right away,
murder, kill everything
except for the king. I'll try not to kill. I make no promises.
All right, let's go.
Wait, can you teleport, like, anywhere in the room? Like, hypothetically, if you were to teleport Cedric behind the king or something...
Yeah, we could, yeah. We, but,
Cedric
like,
could,
I
like,
mean,
you know. We all have to go together, right?
Yeah, he just, he doesn't know where, yeah, room, right? Okay. He wouldn't know where the king is.
Yeah, we wouldn't know where exactly they are.
He can guess. You can do a good guess. Put, you know, he could teleport Cedric beside the throne.
Yeah.
Right? I mean.
I'll kill you.
Yeah. So, I mean, however you want to play it, guys, just let me know.
All right. I think we should go.
Do you have everything?
Are we taking everything?
Ooh, Bor? No.
Yeah.
I feel like we just bring the king out if we can.
Alive.
If we can. If we can't, then we'll just bring his head.
Just in case.
Bring what?
Why don't we come back to the Citadel? We should just transfer.
The Frost Giant King.
Bor is currently sort of between the Citadel and also getting Frost Giants into the Citadel. Because he's sort of been protecting, you know, getting.
So he's protecting his people.
He is currently. I mean, you could go get him. That's what I was just saying. I suggested. I mean, you guys did promise him he would get vengeance.
Maybe Orion.
We've still got two squires.
You got more than two squires. You got three squires that were there before.
Three. His big guy died. Our three are still there.
Yeah.
There's also new squires as well I could introduce.
That's the other thing.
But let's do that next session.
My fucking companion buddy guy with the dog.
Yeah.
I like his dog.
He rolled 3 nat 1s in a row. That was Timothy who made them was like, yeah, I totally get why you killed him. He's like, anyway, sorry. We're getting off.
Cedric immediately got attached to the dog.
Okay, so we just go ourselves.
You can bring, yeah, I mean, that's up to
you. Can bring our three squires if you want.
Well, I mean, we could use some more red shirts to throw away the fodder.
All of a sudden, you just see coming out of the corner dancing towards you is Christopher Walken.
Oh, God.
No, I forgot about
that. Hey there, Eritol, how are you? Are you going to take me to kill the king?
Yeah, never mind. It'll be just us.
Just go outside.
Yeah. And at that moment, Eritol teleports all of us.
You're just like, holy shit, where did he go? I have a terrible Christopher Walken impression.
It got better as you went on, though.
No, they said worse as it went on.
Yeah, but no, and then somebody said, no, it actually got better. He goes, yeah, I guess I see that.
Okay, so Eritol, please place everybody.
What's his middle
for? Just assume that's stone. I don't feel like taking it from the main map.
I would like him to roll his stealth.
Yep. Okay, so.
Not that I would know, but I'm assuming he's stealth because I want to place him next to the throne.
Yeah, by all means. So, if Cedric, if you want to be stealthy,
oh, fuck.
You know, what is it? You can't run that one.
No, it's a natural one. Running. But it's not.
It's not very high. It's high, but not high. Could be better.
It's 15.
Where's Billy's character?
In the doorway.
Because I have so many pluses.
Yeah. Eritol gets to decide. You guys don't get to decide. So.
I rolled a 4, but because I have so many fucking pluses to my spell, it's stupid.
Okay. So you guys are at the Citadel. Christopher Walken is walking up to Eritol. You went,
That's one thing. I'm going to retroactively do one thing. Instead of, just before the teleport, you know, Christopher Walken, I'm going to cast that telepathy thing between us.
Whoa.
Not Christopher Walken.
Oh, well, that's what you said. Okay.
Oh, okay, fine. You know what? Let's include him in this. This will be fun. But I'm not taking him along with us, so we can still hear us, but, you know.
Just silence.
Yeah, no. This will be fun, because he's going to randomly have to Christopher Walken, like, in battle.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you guys good? Let's go. Remember, we will probably have to murder everyone. Hope you're okay with that, Phileas. It's just straight up cold blooded murder.
Only if we need to.
Sure.
We don't know until we get there. Only if we need to.
Okay. Like, are you gonna let them stab you first before you do anything?
Let's go. We're wasting time.
Okay.
And then you teleport.
And then I teleport.
Outside of the city of Arkshield, boots are marching. Thousands and thousands of elves have lined up just about, I'd say, half a kilometer from the main gates of the city. On the walls of the city, the dwarves have their guns drawn, their large siege cannons all there pointed at the elves. The elves have their bows out, ready to shoot. Their magisters are creating magical shields around their armies as well. The elves have brought wild animals from Everfey that they're riding as mounts. As Orianna stands in the middle, and they're at a complete stalemate. War, direct war between the two has never been this close. And this was going to be a battle, but you guys persuaded her not to, somehow. And in that moment, Oriana waves her hands. Suddenly, you see as the entire city of Arkshield begins to, every object, every person, every item in the city begins to glow a blue energy as Oriana taps into the full power of the Font of Power. And she uses her magic to just freeze everybody in place. All throughout the city, there are workers. There are citizens who are running away to their homes. Completely still. The mountain itself, there's snow trickling down, which then it stands still. Everything is just still. Everything but the king's throne room, which is magically protected by Moradin, the god of the dwarves himself. The elven magic cannot penetrate this place. As you all teleport into the room, it's very dark. The smell of blood, the smell of death around you, as the entire room is littered with the corpses of the Dwarven Royal Guard. All with black lines upon their necks as they have drank the poison wine. And sitting upon the throne is the Dwarven King. And Bronn dead upon the floor. That's all you see. The Dwarven King sits there upon his throne, just looking back. I expected y'all to arrive eventually.
How far away is Bronn?
Bronn sitting at the king's feet. He has the black lines that you'd recognize as those who were poisoned. Dead upon the ground.
Is he dead, or?
You would have to do from... you can do a... do a medicine check. How far away are you, dude? Oh, you're all just sort of right there. You all disappear right in front of the king, and you're standing upon the corpses of probably at least 50 dead guards in this room. They seem to have been held up, and then this king served them all wine. Go ahead.
18.
From what you can tell, he is dead. That's a medical term.
Bronn, what'd you do to your son? What you do in this room?
Phileas, who is completely taken aback by this massive loss of life.
He never deserved to be king. He died the moment he married that elven whore they call a queen. He was never gonna live. Neither were any of you or anyone else. The plan I made with Zebinox was perfect. I can't know how you stopped it all, or how you saw it coming.
The king picks up a mug of wine. But
I'm gonna magical hand and slap it out.
You knock the wine to the side.
You think that was my first cup?
In my head, I'm just going to say to these guys, he's probably got some weird demonic power going on.
Please do whatever you
want. Let's do something. Belron, can you shoot him in the face?
Knowing devils and all that, can I make a check to see if he's, any signs of possession or something?
Absolutely.
You could do, a demonic...
Well, let's do detect magic. If you want, or what would it be? I guess
an arcana.
Sure, let's sum it up to an arcana, just for the sake of it.
Ooh,
29.
This is a dwarf. This is the king. He is no corruption that you can detect whatsoever, but you definitely do detect that he's just drunk something that is likely a powerful poison to kill himself. with the 29.
Well, yeah, it's almost a 30. Yeah, he already drank the poison.
Do we have anything that can cleanse poison?
Yeah, won't he be getting your revenge?
I have to touch him, though.
Okay.
Nobody will.
Go, go, go.
He takes out his fucking mace and he strikes at you.
Thorn whip out of it.
Okay, I'll...
out of his hand.
Competing dex. Your dex check against
right
my strike.
Yeah, I was going to say, he is right
Thorn
there.
Thorn whip out of his hand.
Four, fuck!
Four.
What?
Wait. He has mods,
though. No, plus seven.
I have no mods. 11. I have no mods for him, but I don't think it would beat an 11 anyway.
It'd probably
anyway.
Be like...
So, you guys discuss that in character. Valorant's like, I can do something.
As he's doing that, I'll unstealth and headbutt him.
Okay, just one second, though. So, his eyes sort of go wide as he hears Valorant might have something to cure him. He goes, no,
he
takes out
he
his...
wouldn't have, because it's in our
it's
head.
In our head.
Oh.
Anyway, well, no, this is more fun, though.
Yeah, this is more
this
fun.
This is more fun.
But no, but he would have seen Belen sort of make a move. He takes out, he goes to strike him, all of a sudden, wraps around his mace. He's like, no! He's pulled forward. And then he just sort of gets up and he turns around and, oh! He's hit in the head. Oh, fuck.
Go, Belen!
All of a sudden, you'd see these black veins start crawling up his neck. He starts throwing up
blood. And I go over there and cast Lesser.
Sorry,
dying over here.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna cast Lesser Restoration on him.
How do you do it?
No!
He's backing up in his throne. You have to roll the hit.
Hit him on
his. He's because he's gonna try to repel you. You have advantage because he got headbutted. He has no weapon to strike you with.
He's also dying.
That's a much better roll.
Yeah, that is a much better roll.
You just have to get a 15.
You definitely have 15.
But what would it be, like, mod-wise?
Oh, dex.
Perfect. Then that is an 18.
Boom. You fucking... You. Belrin walks up.
Proficient dex.
Yeah, it's fine. It's still above it.
So, Belrin's wings illuminate. His eyes sort of glow with light as he puts his hand upon the king's forehead, and the king's eyes then light with this gold light, and he's like, no! As these black veins just burn away within his body, and he falls down to his knees in front of his throne. His skin is just searing with this energy as you've burned away all of the poison from inside of him. He's on his knees in front of you now, Belrin.
Dead.
Belrin, try that on Bronn too.
That's David.
Okay, I'm gonna walk over, pick him up by his nostrils, tie him up, and then we're gonna, like, you know. Let's go get this done.
Well, wow. All of that is... He's very weak. He's just going to sort of look up at Belrin. I'm going to give Belrin a chance to say something. You just did this awesome godly thing to him.
So, maybe inspiration?
No. We don't do inspirations anymore. No. Which, by the way, you have your Shards of Fate. Don't forget.
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I have
two. You have two. Have use two. Them and abuse
I
them.
I have two or one.
I haven't had to roll any.
You have one. I've sent it to you.
No. No.
Yeah.
I'll die one way or another.
Oh, I'm sure
I don't even want to be in a world ruled by elves.
Well,
he spits at you. You
kick
fucking
him in his
elf.
Face. Oh, his nose is bleeding. His head has a huge bump on it from being
fucking
headbutted.
Kick me.
The king falls back. And he's on his throne like this. His son's corpse beside him. There's just death all around. What do you guys do?
Secure him.
Yeah.
Tie him up.
Who's going up and tying him up?
Who's good with knots?
This is like the Avengers. I'm picturing...
Tie him up?
The picture I'm thinking of, honestly, right now, is the Avengers at the very end. And it's Loki laying down. And all of them stand over him like this. And he's like... I think I'll have that tea now, or whatever he says. So I think I'll have that drink and that. Sort of like that, only the king is just like bloodied and
Beaten.
No. This is not how it was supposed to end.
And you tie him up.
How did you know? How did you know?
We went back in time.
What?
He gets tied up by Cedric. How tight is the knot, would you say? Like, tight enough to cut off his circulation.
Not completely, but to make him uncomfortable.
Okay. Your thorn whip, actually, you now have the king's, I'm picturing you pulled it away. The king's hammer, which is jeweled and actually is very, very powerful.
Take it!
Is laying upon the ground.
You can pick it up.
He hates metal.
Well, you don't want to pick it up. Your character.
No, he can. He just doesn't like carrying
them. I'll pick it up.
I don't wear.
Aerithal's picked it up. Aerithal picked it up.
I'll use metal shield. I don't wear metal.
All your arguing objects.
We're also gonna get Bronn's body, and we're gonna bring it out with us too.
Who's picking up Bronn?
I will. Negative strength. I'm not helping.
Phileas, sad that he couldn't save this one, picks up Bronn Shattermaw.
I've been trying to heal him.
See, all of this occurred because
you cure wounds on him.
The King's Throne Room was a place that you guys could have gone to before. I wasn't sure where you guys were going to end up going, but you didn't go here, so this stuff occurred. You could have stopped this from happening, but who knows? Maybe you wouldn't have stopped the assassination of Queen Oriana. This was all just a culmination of your decisions with the time travel. So you all walk out of the King's Throne Room, where you notice that everything in the town has become, in the city, is completely still and covered in this, like, blue magic.
I'm gonna go up to a random person and just, like, poke him in the eye.
This would be your perfect opportunity to steal a lot of things.
And his eye sort of looks at you like... And then you poke him in the eye.
Oh, so they're still conscious this
year. They're still conscious, yeah. They're all just like... Oriana could have just crushed the city. That was my plan. If you guys had failed or pissed her off or anything, her plan... She was just gonna... destroy Arcshield entirely with her fucking bare hands. So you guys then proceed into the city where Cedric is poking people, apparently.
Cedric, stop that!
They're frozen. Okay.
That's stop!
They're not making noise, but you get it. They're like...
This is weird.
Phileas is holding the body, Bronn. You all, well, where do you go? I'm guessing you walk out...
Yeah, we'll
the elven troops.
Yeah, we walk out towards the elven troops.
The gate opens, and Oriana's sort of looking with her generals beside her. She's wearing this very regal, battle-hardened elven armor with a long cape and some sort of, like, elven headdress that's, like, white and looks very magical. Well, and
I,
she
I picture her as, like, the white witch from Narnia.
Yeah.
As you can see here, we got the king, but I've got to go get the frost giant guy as well. He needs to be here for this.
Shatterwall just looks over and he just spits towards her.
The punch him in the face. You want to keep spitting?
Oriana's shaking with anger at him. She just wants to kill him right then.
We'll let you kill him. I just need the frost giant guy.
He also killed the frost giant's father.
You see her face shrink as Phileas begins speaking. In his arms is her husband, Bronn. What happened to him?
He was poisoned somehow.
I poisoned him because of you,
the king says to her. She looks even more angry.
I'm gonna...
She looks at the city. But she's looking mad.
Okay, well, can...
We also promised the Frost Giant King that he would be part of the Dwarf King's justice. So between the two of you, you can bring him to justice. He did the same thing to them.
Roll of persuasion. One, either both of you or one of you with advantage.
Both of us.
Well, you.
What's your?
It's like one.
Mine's plus two.
You roll with advantage, unless you don't want.
12. Four.
Didn't a little while ago you're gonna put a general technically on trial, yet you feel like you want to outright kill the king right here?
Okay. Aerithal's just gonna be like, please, Oriana.
The Dwarven people didn't do this.
We promised on our end to get things done. We have. I just need his presence here. It's only fair.
I pledged my armies to you. You have all been friends to me. He will be find justice in the Citadel then. And she turns around on her horse and begins galloping towards the port. Bring him to the Citadel.
Okay.
And Orianna leaves and you all head to the Citadel, I assume. A little bit of time passes, we'll say. The Dwarven King is brought into the Netherlord's chamber.
That's exactly where I was thinking.
Where
only like need to know people can be in there.
People from the embassy quarter have arrived. These are the leaders of all these different factions you've gathered. For instance, there's Fiona Warsaw, who you saved in, who is the priestess of Celeste. There's Gino Evergreen, the guard captain. Lork Thakrak's there. Barchode's there. All these different people that you've gathered and a bunch of other civilians as well to witness, and the Netherlord is sitting upon the throne when the Dwarven King is there. And Orianna enters the chamber, and the Netherlord looks down.
What do we have here? What crimes,
he looks towards you heroes,
has this dwarf committed?
He tried to assassinate Queen Orianna.
He orchestrated an attack on the
giant, on the frost giants.
The elven tree.
Flawn of power.
Yeah, that
attempted
thing.
Genocide on
the Citadel. Ooh.
And murder of his royal guard and son.
What a weird demon thing in my bar. It destroyed that. Now I gotta pay for that.
It seems your sins are beyond measure, Baelor Shattermaw.
Is the Frost Giant guy there too?
Yeah. Boar is there and he raises his father's hammer and says,
he attempted to exterminate my people. Justice must be met. Well,
he also destroyed my bar.
You've mentioned that Cedric Crowe.
It's a good bar.
It was my favorite.
Orianna steps forward. He attempted to destroy the elves. She's looking directly at Baelor Shattermaw, who's just giving her an angry look.
You wanted me to kill your people. You wanted me to destroy Arcshield. Luckily, these heroes stopped me from doing it. You didn't win, Baelor. You've lost, and you're alone, and whatever your punishment is, you deserve far worse.
He just looks, and he looks up.
Aye, demon, whatever you are, give me your justice.
You can put the little marky thing that you do to people.
Yeah.
The question now comes, who here finds Baelor Shattermaw guilty?
Cedric raises his hand.
All of you raise your hand. And everybody in the room raises their hands.
Baelor Shattermaw, you are guilty of all the crimes that have been brought before us today. Your punishment will be in the hands of these heroes. The unfated will decide what happens to you. Go ahead, heroes. Decide. I know what I would do.
What would you do?
I have a special place for one such as him. Down below in the Undercity, I could do experiments and learn from his anatomy.
Orianna looked. No, he must be put to death.
That sounds worse than death, though.
You can have him suffer.
Oh, he would suffer. No. We have to be better than him, says Bor.
Orianna, I wouldn't mind him suffering now that I think about it.
I think we could shimaki-maki him.
Yeah, then come on.
Yep. Yeah, if you want him to suffer, he can suffer in the nine hells.
For eternity.
Aye, I'll be going to the endless depths with Moradin when I die.
Okay, well, you go ahead.
Don't you dare even try to send me.
Amon's gonna walk up.
Well, you, hold on. Everybody gets a vote here. Oh. These two didn't say shit. So what is the punishment? So one by one, what do you...
Oh, I'm not killing him.
Well, you said you're gonna walk up.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna walk up to him. It's like, you won't be going to Moradin. And I put my mark right on his forehead.
You see the symbol of Belial get burned into the forehead of Baelor Shattermaul.
What is this?
And you just see Lord Thakrath.
Thakrath
approves his message.
Thakrath approves his message. It's like, and he looks over Ramon like, I'm proud of you.
Eritol, your verdict for punishment.
Death?
I feel we should pass the verdict to... What's the guy's name? The giant guy, I forget.
Bor?
To Bor and Orianna, as we promised we would.
No, it must come from you.
And in your head you hear the Netherlord.
You are the leaders of this world now. You have to be shown to exact justice. You cannot pass it on. You will look weak.
You can do that if you want, but the Netherlord is advising against it.
He's too dangerous to be left alive. We gotta kill him. If not, who knows what else he's gonna do.
Can we kill him?
I already passed my vote, so...
I'm satisfied with him. I know where he's going.
I mean, you don't have to vote, Phileas. I know how you feel.
He can veto.
You can turn around and just pretend like nothing happened.
Four of the...
Like, you gotta remember, like, the font of... Like, it does...
Due
like,
to his crimes... Two. And the murder of his own son... He should be put to death. Amongst the deaths of others.
Hear, hear... Says the crab.
So it is decided then. Death it is. And now, please, who will be the executioner?
I'll do it.
Bor and Orianna. If they wish.
By all means, kill him. Whoever wants to.
If they wish.
Any of you could just take the opportunity to do it. It's a one.
Well, I mean, I can only really kill by magic. It would just cause way too much chaos. I'm gonna be honest. Like I could fireball him, but his body parts would go. It's not a good idea.
It's gonna be messy.
Yeah, any of you guys can do it.
Come on, kill him.
You want me to kill him?
Yeah, sure. Why not? You haven't cut
him. I'm gonna kill his ass.
No. Explode.
There's dozens of people in here just listening to you guys have this conversation.
Of how, who to kill?
No.
I can only imagine what the Dwarf King would be like. What the fuck? They're gonna...
What the fuck is going on here? What did you put on my head, boy?
No, just a little goodbye gift.
That's a surprise for after you're dead.
What?
Don't look at me. You fucked up.
You'll know when you are dead.
At least if you're gonna do something stupid, have time travel powers or a backup plan.
In the meantime, Death Cedric's gonna throw a dagger in his eye. Just to be an additional dick. He's a bad man.
To kill him?
Just not enough to, like, to kill him. Like, just like. To blind him.
It starts falling over a guy. The crowd's like,
let's not make this messy, let's make this quick.
Can you,
Orianna, Or do you guys wish to do it, or would you like us to?
Oriana waves her hand and he bursts into flames.
See, I wish I had free magic, but that mine doesn't just speak verbal.
Begins burning in blue flames, screaming and screaming. This dagger, it's so hot. The dagger melts into his face. Mm. And you just see his skeletal face just there. And it's like this magical fire is just making sure he doesn't burn too quickly. That he burns slowly and hot. Suddenly the blue fire, Ariana sort of perks back a bit as the blue fire turns green. And you hear the laughter of Belial from hell. As the very soul of the Dwarven King rises from his body, and then his body just turns to ash.
Cedric is just looking over to Oriana, just...
You just see his soul rising to the heavens, and then his the ghostly claw of Belial grab his soul and pull it down.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much what happened. The Dwarven King is dead. So is Brom.
Who will run the Dwarven Kingdom now?
You see a regiment of dwarves are there to watch the punishment. This is the Council of Dwarves, who I've told you about before. They're all the different Dwarven castes, the war casters, the builders, the farmers. They all have different castes, because when dwarves are born, they're told, this is what you are. You're a warrior. This is what you are.
You're in districts.
Yeah, they're exactly. They're into different castes. That's why when you guys met the Castless Poet Society and they have tattoos on their faces, because they're ones who broke away from that and said, I don't want to do that. So they get kicked out of their homes. They get kicked out of being part of the cast. Hey, heroes. I guess I'll have to make one up, actually. Moira Irongut. Moira Irongut.
Because Moira and Rudra would be there.
And Rudra, she goes,
I can't just be.
They may be a few hundred years old, but, you know, the Dwarven Society has always had a king. This is our first time not having anybody of royal blood. We deem all of you to decide what our future is and how the dwarves are run. How should we proceed with our leadership?
Why don't you lead?
I've been out of it for a long time.
Let's just have them have a council.
One from each district.
Yeah, and then, I mean, she can be the veto power.
Oversee it.
Because there's only four, so there's always
going to be one. She's the fifth amount of vote.
Yeah. And then we can have an embassy here in the Citadel.
Then we have more allies.
Yeah. All right.
And if she has a good enough job, then she can be queen.
Set your wishes.
It's the best we got right now.
Well, the best we got right now is sometimes all we're ever going to get. She turns.
Then this, let me decree this as the day that the Iron Council of Dwarves has been forged. Forevermore, we will never be under the anarchy of a king nor a queen. We shall be run by elected officials in our different castes. For Arkshield! And they'll go, for Arkshield!
Yay.
And she turns, she says, and she bows, all the dwarves then bow and put down their swords and their shields, and they bow before you all.
The dwarves will fight for your cause against the Silver Eye. We will fight for you till the end of our days, heroes. If you'll accept us.
Of course.
And there's a big celebration as the dwarves have now officially joined the Unfated Army. And you've successfully got the elves too, and you've saved them from the brink of war.
And we have the Frost Giants.
Well, we'll find out about that. So, Bor looks down at the corpse there.
It should have been me.
He looks over to Eritol. I didn't get my vengeance.
But technically he didn't kill your father. Your father came back when we went
that
back.
That wasn't. He still brought the Frost Giants to near extinction. There's only about 1,000 of us left.
Well, I mean, this isn't much, but you can have his hammer.
He takes the hammer.
This is the hammer of Fluffy. It was stolen by the dwarves hundreds of years ago. It belongs to my people.
I just thought it was a hammer. But yeah, you can have it. Yeah.
With this returning, my people will be reinvigorated to our old ways. Thank you.
And then he bows.
I swear the frost giants from this day to our last day will serve the unfated army and fight your enemies wherever they dwell, if you will accept us.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a big celebration again!
Yeah. Even bigger party!
Even bigger party! And there's a huge celebration in the Citadel, where, although there was much death before, it's complete opposite. Frost giants, dwarves, and elves are celebrating throughout the streets, the living quarter, all the way to the war quarter, for several days. And that, I think, is where we're going to end this episode. Well, thank everybody for listening to this episode. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Stubborn Heroes. You can follow me, Adam DM, at Omidius, Omidious. You can follow Cody.
At Stubborn Cody.
Follow Michael.
Stubborn Delrin.
You can follow David.
Stubborn Phileas.
You can follow...
I don't really use my Twitter anymore.
No, but you're Cedric Crow.
I'm Cedric Crow.
And you follow Ray.
You're Stubborn Ray.
And until next time, bye.
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 You all did something to that door right there.
Now you're here again, knocking at my door. A little too late for, I'm sorry for. The lights went out cause you kept cutting the cord. And I started to fade into your gray. See, I finally opened up my eyes. And I saw me coming back to life. That I'd be better. Is now. The future is now. The future is now. I waited for you in the passenger seat. There's only so far I can ride in your dreams. While you were chasing everything else but me, I'm starting to break out from your gray. See, I finally opened up my eyes. And I saw me coming back to life. That I'd be better without you inside. It's time to be someone I wanna recognize. The future starts right now. I made a reservation, but you never came, so I'm checking. The future is now. The future is now. I'm not backing down. Cause the future is now. Not backing down. Cause the future is now.